they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. You know I'm hopping
with the D-R-E. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. There is congressional action happening on legalized marijuana, but until it's legal in my state, it doesn't matter. So we're not talking about that right now. I mentioned U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, this bizarro hump day. Because U.S. Senator Ron Johnson may just be right about Hunter Biden. He's got the receipts. What Ron Johnson has been alleging is now being verified by the reporting of the Washington Post. And I readily admit it's galling to me as well to admit on that topic, Ron Johnson may be right. So let me, you know, chop him back down to earth here. Wisconsin Supreme Court allows Republican Ron Johnson to file brief in the Dropbox lawsuit. For those outside Wisconsin, a lot of Republicans don't like, you know, you being able to drop your absentee ballot in the unmanned lockbox.
I gotta.
They don't trust the U.S. mail either.
I have asked several times, and not one person can explain to me how that fraud works or how it would work in any way, shape, or form. Because again, the only difference I see is that it's a blue box that's a little bit rounded on top, and then the other one, sometimes right next to that blue box, is square.
Well, perhaps it will all come to light, and you'll be edified through the amicus filing of Ron Johnson, you know, friended the court brief with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you might say, but Ron Johnson's on the ballot this fall. Wouldn't he have, you know, let's say a rooting interest in the outcome of this lawsuit? Well, yeah, he's conflicted. You'd be absolutely right. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, sure, Ron, whatever you want to do. Because it's a 4-3 conservative majority, you know, precedent be damned. The original reporting on this from the Wisconsin Examiner made it all the way to the raw story, though. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Monday that Republican Senator Ron Johnson will be allowed to file a non-party brief in a lawsuit that will decide the future of absentee ballot drop boxes and other methods for more convenient voting in the state of Wisconsin. Republicans have focused on drop boxes and the practice of returning absentee ballots for other people, a method that advocate, what do they call that, ballot harvesting, a method that advocates say is especially helpful to voters with disabilities as a potential source of fraud in their ongoing efforts to cast doubts on the results of the 2020 election. The lawsuit was brought by conservative voters in Waukesha County, which is one of the more conservative counties if you're listing outside Wisconsin, who are represented by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a righty-whitey law firm. A Waukesha County judge has already ruled that drop boxes aren't allowed under state law, which is, again, different than the prior rulings. An appeal of that decision is currently before the Supreme Court. The court had already ruled that drop boxes won't be allowed next Tuesday in the April 5th spring election. In dissent of the majority opinion, allowing Johnson to file a brief in the case, Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that the senator shouldn't be allowed to join the proceedings because he has a personal stake in the rules. Yeah, there it is, a conflict. That guides state elections law since he'll be on the ballot this fall. Here's her dissent, or at least part thereof. We should adhere to our longstanding practice of not accepting any movement as an amicus curiae, friend of the court, when that movement has a personal stake in the ultimate ruling. Such a personal interest means that the movement, that's Rojo, comes to us not as an impartial advisor or friend, but instead as an advocate for his or her own interest. Here, Senator Johnson makes no secret of his personal stake in this dispute over absentee ballot return procedure, acknowledging that he will appear on the Senate candidate on an upcoming ballot. Indeed, he argues this direct interest in the outcome is a reason we should accept his amicus curiae motion. But that rationale conflicts with our past practice. So what do? They throw out precedent. Because Ron gonna do what Ron gonna do. Ron wants to say in whether or not you can cast votes for Ron Johnson on the ballot this fall using absentee ballot drop boxes. Seems a little conflicted, but, you know, he looked to the example of Justice Thomas and, you know, he felt okay with it.
Well, it's not like he's the Secretary of State and purged votes so that he was running for governor. So, I mean, it's not at least on the Brian Kemp level.
It's still pretty freaking conflicted. 844-967-2789. You would think the court would say, you are conflicted, Senator Ron Johnson. We refuse your letter to the court. I mean, who cares what Ron Johnson writes to the court? The scandal is the fact they accepted this conflicted piece of literature or paper or whatever
paper.
He wrote
it's a piece
on.
Of paper. Piece of paper.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones before I get myself in trouble. Mark listening in Minneapolis. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hi, Crudy. I read the Washington Post article about Hunter Biden, and it seems to me all they've got on him is that he took a lot of money from a Chinese energy company to be a consultant and didn't do much. Now, it doesn't seem to me that that's illegal. I mean, look at Gableman and look at son-in-law of Trump. That guy, they've taken a lot of money and haven't done much. The only thing it's they seem to have on him is that he transferred money to his uncle, and they're considering
Joe Biden's brother, James Biden.
Yeah, James Biden. They're considering that might be money laundering. But so far, from what I could tell from the article, that's all they got on him. Now, the government was after this Chinese energy company because they were doing business in Chad and Uganda, but that didn't affect Hunter Biden. He was.
Mark, you're going to have to read a little deeper. The Washington Post is not going to come out and clearly say, here's the criminality. You're going to have to read the reporting and understand. Clear conflicts of interest. This guy was flat broke, and somebody filled up his coffers with millions of dollars, even though he was quote-unquote unqualified for this position, and they sought him out specifically for this role, this broke guy on the verge of divorce. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll talk more.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.